fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 23rd day of October, year of our Lord, 2018. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. It's wintertime. If you're in, up near the Canadian border, it's definitely wintertime already and getting cooler in the rest of the state. So I want to encourage all of you to check your stock, check your inventory of merino wool socks. Make sure you've got plenty. They are excellent, and not just for winter use, of course. I wear mine year-round, and once you start wearing them, you'll probably do the same thing also. We're going to have open lines this first hour. Second hour, we'll have Leon Green with us, and we'll be talking about all kinds of things, including deuce and a half's, firearms training, and, of course, doTERRA essential oils. The headline continues to be the army of military age young men, 18 to 35 years old, walking to Texas. As of this morning, they still have, let's make sure this is today's headline. I'm pretty sure it is. They've got 1,140 miles, the nearest border crossing, that's McAllen, Texas. Not that they'll cross there, but if they went to Tijuana over there by San Diego, it would be more than 2,000 miles. So they're obviously not going to go there. It's probably going to be somewhere on the Texas border, most likely. When you're walking, every mile makes a huge difference, to say the least, a massive difference, even when you've got the logistical support that these people do. So if you're in or near McAllen, Texas, if you have a friend or a relative who lives in or near McAllen, Texas, or any of the other likely crossing points, you need to be thinking about what's coming your way. Now, we're looking at almost 3 months. 7,000 people walking. I don't know if they given in this article here. This is an Associated Press article by Mark Stevenson. Today's date, October 23rd. I'm expecting 10 miles a day, 10 or 12 miles a day for that many people to be walking. So we're looking at probably late January, mid to late January at the earliest, before these people get to the Texas, United States-Texas border. A lot can happen between now and then. It's obviously not going to affect the midterm elections, which is only 13 days away. 2 weeks from today is the midterm election, so that's not going to be an impact there. Weather, well, that far south, the weather isn't going to be a whole lot different. That far south, far extreme southern Texas, you're way south of looking at the latitude here. You're about halfway up the Florida Peninsula, that far south. This is deep south Texas, so weather's not going to be too much of an issue. We talked about this yesterday. My friend Jimmy Gensling. Jimmy, if you're listening, good morning, sir. This is a live call-in show, by the way. The call number is 800-313-9443. Associated Press, I shouldn't single out Associated Press, but it says here a team of Associated Press journalists are traveling with the caravan for more than a week, and they've spoken with Hondurans, Guatemalans, and Salvadorans. They've not met any Middle Easterners, but with 7,000 people, and let's face it, I mean, it's just a statement of fact that the complexion of most Middle Easterners is very similar to the complexion of many people from Central America. So blending in it would not be all that difficult. And with 7,000 people, if there were Middle Easterners and they were choosing to avoid contact with journalists, I think they could probably choose to do so and just blend into the background of 7,000 people. More than 7,000 people. It would be, well, I was listening to Fox Radio yesterday, and there was a caller advocating use of deadly force against these unarmed civilians. I had a caller on my show yesterday advocating deadly force against unarmed civilians. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. We've had incidents in our recent history. In Vietnam, the My Lai massacre, which more than 100 unarmed civilians were murdered by the U.S. Army. Lieutenant Kelly was tried for that massacre, that war crime. We had the incident at Kent State University in the spring of 1970. I was in college when that happened. I was already back from the Army and out of the Army and back from Vietnam when four students were shot to death by the Ohio National Guard. Americans abhor these kinds of crimes, and that's not going to happen. The rule of law will prevail. The United States government, I believe, needs to have defended borders. That's part of being a country, is having a defended border. And we will know well in advance, in time to prepare a physical barrier to prevent people from crossing without authority, without permission, if they do come in, they come in single file through a strong point and are immediately taken into custody, not allowed to move into the rest of the 50 states or move into Texas unhindered. They will be taken into custody, treated humanely, and the immigration laws that we currently have, which may change between now and then, a lot can happen in 3 months. Congress can change laws, and the president can sign these new laws over the next 3 months to make our laws more suitable for where we find ourselves in 2018, 2019. It'll be 2019 before these people get here, of course. So I don't know what immigration law changes have been proposed. I know they've been talked about. But we shall see. We got a caller on hold, Rick. Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. When a large group of people is, living and moving about together in close quarters like that, there are always hygiene concerns. And it could be quite debilitating to such an effort if, strangely enough, the dozens of people in the group began to inexplicably manifest flu-like symptoms in a plausibly deniable manner.
What would be deniable about getting the flu-like symptoms?
No. In other words, like that the flu-like symptoms would be induced by a bioweapon, which would be plausibly deniable.
Anything's possible. But you bring up an interesting topic. I know Glenn, and for the rest of our listeners, Glenn is a healthcare professional. One of the issues we've had with the illegal aliens coming in is things like drug-resistant tuberculosis, for example, tropical diseases that medical professionals in the United States may have read a paragraph about in their training, but otherwise don't have a clue what they're looking at. And in fact, that's one of the things I remember 20 years ago, 25 years ago, when the AIDS crisis was just exploding, and there were proposals to put AIDS hospice in a residential neighborhood, and people were the liberals and the left were saying, "Oh, you're being discriminatory because you don't want these people with AIDS in your neighborhood." Well, that wasn't the issue. The issue was drug-resistant tuberculosis, which is airborne, by the way. You know that. Why would you want your children walking on their way to school past a home that's full of people that have drug-resistant tuberculosis living in it that becomes airborne? Well, the same thing applies to these illegal aliens. They have diseases that American health professionals mostly don't have a clue what they are, how to diagnose them, how to treat them. Drug-resistant tuberculosis, even if you know what you're doing, what can you do? There's not much. And that's, once again, an airborne illness. So, and you mentioned hygiene. Many of these people have never seen a flush toilet. They don't, in fact, in most cities, I know in St. Louis, and I'm sure most of the major cities, they have a training center for when immigrants, even legal immigrants, come into this country, showing them. Oh, they walk into a bathroom and they tell them in their native language, "This is a toilet." I mean, that's what a low beginning point they have. You walk these immigrants into a bathroom and you tell them, "This is a toilet." And you explain to them what it is, what it's used for, and how to use it. Now, these people walking north, many of them have never seen a flush toilet. So hygiene, in the way Americans think of it, isn't even part of who these people are, Glenn.
Right, exactly. So, it's more vulnerable from various perspectives. Now, I listen sometimes to some programs of people who, epidemiologists and people who talk about this sort of stuff. I mean, we're seeing, you mentioned the drug-resistant tuberculosis, disease like Chagas, you could have some could end up with a group like this, typhus or dysentery or something like that. You have Hansen's disease around the world now, maybe not from South America. We know that basically leprosy, Hansen's disease, is being brought in, has been brought in by some of the Africans that have been moving about the world, and then this new polio variant that they're calling a polio-like symptoms. Well, it's acute flaccid polio. Myelitis. It's genetically. I heard someone talking about this. There is, enough of a variation in the genetics of it that they're saying, "Oh, it's not polio." Well, doggone it, the outcome is the same. And so you have all that. But I guess I was suggesting that So you have all the naturally occurring problems with disease distribution and vectoring and all that sort of thing. But then I was suggesting that, that this could be a situation where bioweapons could be deployed against such a group and be plausibly deniable. They could, it wouldn't take much to infiltrate a group like that with someone, spraying a flu virus or something like that, or, a virus that would be even non-lethal debilitating and spread like wildfire through a group like that, leaving them debilitated. And I'm
well,
not
that,
suggesting
that's
it.
Certainly, right. Well, that's certainly a possibility. We can't exclude it.
No. I think novel ideas like that, I even heard someone last night talking about this hurricane that's heading towards the west coast of Mexico, inferring or insinuating that this could be, God sending a storm against them, much as a lot of people interpret the storms that ruined things for the Spanish Armada centuries ago.
Right.
But anyway, so yeah, just bringing that up. But yes, for many years, 3 of the 10 fastest growing cities in America were in Texas. I don't know why the statistics on this I haven't heard of late, but Austin, San Antonio, and McAllen, Texas were all among the top 10 fastest growing cities. I'm sure McAllen at this point is probably a rather affluent place, and there's not a lot of industry down there, but it's been a really rapidly growing city, and I'm pretty sure those relatively new residents of McAllen are not too thrilled about the idea of their town being turned into a third world suey hole.
Well, I don't know much about McAllen, Texas, but I'm sure that the county and state officials in Texas are all quite aware of the 7,000 mm-hmm. people moving north. It would be the county sheriffs, the Texas Rangers, the governor of Texas, the Texas National Guard. All those entities are certainly quite aware, and they will be tracking this over the next 3 months. This will fade from the headline news probably by next week, I believe. It's just, unless people are dying, I don't see how they can sustain this thing as a feature story for very much longer over the next 3 months. That simply can't happen, Glenn.
Right. They could raise it back up at a later date when they're getting closer. But yeah, people will. Just as we see all the hoopla about a major hurricane or major storm or flooding or devastation, and then a few weeks later, we don't see much of any follow up stories about how they're doing with the rehabilitation of such places.
Right. Well, to follow up on the storm story, Hurricane Willa, that's Whiskey, India, Lima, Lima, Alpha, Hurricane Willa, as of today, is a Category 5 hurricane.
Right.
So it's a serious storm right off the west coast of Mexico there.
Right, exactly. And just one last point I'm thinking of, a related issue. If you look what these problems population or immigrants or refugees or homelessness and stuff can do to cities. I don't know if you've seen any of the recent stories, some of them even in the international media, but not here, about the problems they're having in San Francisco with human feces and injection needles discarded on the streets. Have you seen any of that?
I've seen some of that, and San Francisco is basically descending into third world status, which is where they're headed, except most third world countries don't have discarded syringes laying on the street, but they do have a lot of feces and urine, and it's what they've done to themselves.
Right. The city hands out the needles.
And I'll quote Rush Limbaugh here. Any human activity you financially reward, you get more of it. Any human activity you financially punish, you get less of it. Well, California financially reward people to show up that don't have anything. Guess what? They got a lot. Anything else, Glenn?
I don't think so, sir. Hold thank on. You.
Okay, thank you. We got a break. We'll be right
sold
back.
A transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com? Or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 23rd of October. It's major news. It is major news that this army of 7,000 mostly illegal aliens are walking more than 1,000 miles, way more than 1,000 miles, at least 1,100 miles as of today, to get to McAllen, Texas, if that's their destination. We don't know yet what their destination is. This is an organized event. We were talking yesterday, making observations of photographs of these army of mostly military-age males, 18 to 35 years old. There's a few women in there, a few children, but mostly military-age males. And there's leadership there. The leaders are wearing these green reflective vests, similar to what highway workers wear. I saw a bullhorn in the hands of one of the leaders. There's obviously provisions of water and food for these people. There's probably a, I don't know what kind of support vehicles there are, support vehicles to provide care for people who have health issues and injuries. You have 7,000 people walking. There's going to be injuries. There's going to be people with various physical issues, health issues, diabetics, and people with heart conditions, and Lord knows what all, that will need attention. Now, there's probably trucks or vans or buses that have healthcare professionals. Somebody's preparing meals for all these people. They're not relying. First of all, you can't carry enough water to sustain yourself. That can't be done. It's not going to happen. So you're looking at about 7,000 gallons of water per day. 7,000 gallons of water per day for these people. That's if they don't use any for hygiene. That's 7,000 just for food, for food preparation and drinking. 7,000 gallons of water a day. Food? Well, let's see. If they had one pound of food per person per day, that's 7,000 pounds. Now, a ton is 2,000 pounds. So that's 3.5 tons of food per day being consumed. If they only consume 1 pound of food per person per day. Are you starting to get a picture here of the logistics involved of keeping these people alive while they're walking more than 1,000 miles? The photographs I've seen don't show the logistic chain that follows these people, that supports these people. I'm not seeing that at all. We see photographs of little children in diapers and a pickup truck with maybe... How many people are in the back of this pickup truck? I guess it's a pickup truck. Looks like maybe 14 or 15 people in the back of a pickup truck. And that's it. That's it. It says out here, here's an image. Mexicans from religious organizations hand out small bags containing water, toilet paper, diapers, and medicine to Central American migrants who got a free ride from a motorist. So the aliens, the migrants, are in the back of a pickup here. And let's see if I can get a count here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. It looks like 15 or 16 people in the back of a pickup truck. And these other folks, the people, the workers from the religious organization are approaching the truck with bags full of these items that I just mentioned. We're going to call her and hold here. We got Dan in Hawaii. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, John. Thank you. I was raised out on the desert outside of L.A., similar to Mexico, the climate, in a lot of ways.
Right.
And what we're talking about here is probably arrival time, December, January, somewhere in there. And what my thoughts are, don't think that it can't get really, really cold in Mexico, because it can. So they're going to be up against that, too, possibly. That's something I wanted to throw out there is what I see as quite possible.
Don't people in the middle of winter go to Padre Island for vacation because it's warm?
Well, I'm not familiar with Padre Island. Where is that?
That's extreme South Texas.
I don't know Texas.
That's where you're talking 500 miles south of where you were. This is really far south. It's extreme southern Texas. You want to hold on through the break here, Dan?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 23rd of October. My new improved website, being done by my new webmaster, is beautiful, laid out very nicely. The articles and links are posted in very orderly fashion, in blocks of three, left to right. The first one now, this was at my old website, but it wasn't easy to find, but now it has a prominent space. This is a letter published by Dr. Hardy Limebach 18 years ago, April 2000. He's a dentist, and he was past president of the Canadian Association for Dental Research. How about that? some serious credentials. I mean, we all know a dentist, right? I got a dentist, you got a dentist. But this gentleman, he was the president of the Canadian Association for Dental Research. That's some pretty serious credentials when it comes to that area of expertise. The title of his letter is, "Why I'm Now Officially Opposed to Adding Fluoride to Drinking Water." How about that? How humbling, how humiliating to have to apologize basically to your entire country, his country being Canada, for previously having advocated the use of fluoride in drinking water. He doesn't do that anymore. Thank you, Dr. Hardy. Okay. Also, my website, of course, there's energy claim for sale. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I don't believe the energy cleaner will help your teeth. Actually, we had a gentleman who said it did help him with an abscess tooth and get some relief from it. You know, and I would not advocate using the energy cleaner instead of a dentist. Hardly. That's not wise. But the energy cleaner, we do focus on pain mitigation. It could be arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, and getting a great night's sleep. It will help with those things. It definitely will help with those things. Only $285 should be included. The mattress pads that go with it, they do vary in price depending on which size you want. Twin size, full, queen, king, California king. Everything's right there. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee, and I have a toll-free order line. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. I'm shipping out an energy cleaner to Hawaii this morning and a mattress pad to the lower 48. We're talking about the situation with the illegal aliens marching north. And Dan, are you still there, sir?
I'm still here, sir.
All right. And what follow-up comments did you want to make?
Well, I'm sensing... That there's a whole range of scenarios that could develop here. I'm thinking this is going to be a big deal. And are these people going to be sacrificial, or a great deal of them?
Well, the people that are, let me help you out here. The people sponsoring this, they're using these people for
Absolutely.
Their own purposes.
Absolutely.
I don't have any evidence, and I'm not aware of any evidence that George Soros or his minions are behind it, but I would not be surprised to find out that they are.
I don't see this, I agree, I don't see this as necessarily being as straightforward as we're being given here, the story. I think there might
Well, let me lay out a scenario for you here, this is for everybody, not just for you, Dan. The Soros minions are in every major city in the United States. I think we all know it and understand that. A phone call or a text message away from beginning to civil disorder.
Ready, so, willing, and able.
Absolutely. Trained, equipped with gas masks and all the other things that they need, helmets. It's going to be January when these people reach Texas. I can't imagine 7,000 people walking more than 10 miles a day. Can you, Dan?
No, I don't.
I mean, that's the American pioneers walked 10 miles a day going west.
Well,
so it's going to be it'll be January, probably late January, mid to late
point.
January.
Remember going back to Mumbai in India when you had three men go ashore with rifles?
Right.
Now, look what... happened there, all the problems that developed just from three men. It doesn't take thousands of people.
Right.
To cause so
they're about to reach, and it's January, and you and I are talking on the radio in January, and they're about to reach the Texas border. And that's the time, about 24 hours before they reach the Texas border, or maybe right the same day. That's the time for the George Soros minions in all the major cities to begin civil disorder, demanding that the illegal aliens be allowed to the United States. That would be the time for them to be called to action. What do you think, sir?
Absolutely. And if there was any body of people in the United States that I'd like to see him go up against, it would be the Texans.
Oh, yeah. Don't mess with Texas, right?
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Call number is 800-313-9443. It's this thing's going to play out over 3 months, going 10, 12 miles a day, 7,000 people, consuming 7,000 gallons of water a day, 7,000 pounds of food a day. What a logistical undertaking to keep these people hydrated, to keep them fed, to take care of basic hygiene needs, to take care of basic health needs as they walk 1,100 plus miles. Whoa, yeah, okay. well, a standard American pickup truck is has a 1,000-pound limit. That's a half ton. That's a standard American pickup is rated at a half ton. So it would take 14 American standard American F-150s. The standard American F-150 has a 1,000-pound cargo capacity. So we're looking at 14 pickup truck loads of food a day, every day. We're looking at 7,000 gallons. Now, those tankers that fill up you see at your gas station filled with gasoline. Well, there's similar size tankers could be filled with potable water. The standard tanker truck holds 5,000 gallons. It could be smaller, it could be larger. That's a lot of water. 7,000 gallons per day. These people are going to be they're going to be wearing out foot gear. A lot of them, I don't know what they began with in terms of their foot gear, but there's going to be injuries to feet. There's going to be shoes wearing out that they're going to need to be replaced and so forth. No, I don't believe, what Dan was talking about was near in Southern California. Well, the area that these people are walking to is a lot farther south than Southern California, as far south as Padre Island, which is a place, a wintertime playground for Americans to go on vacation. When it's January and February, they go to Padre Island because you can still go swimming. It's so warm. So I don't believe this weather, cold weather, is going to be much of an issue. Rain could be an issue. This Hurricane Willa, which is now a Category 5, it will lose strength and just be a rainstorm if it moves all the way across Mexico to the eastern side of Mexico. I don't believe that's too much of an issue, except for rain. I don't believe the American government will use any covert biological weapon against these people. At least I hope not. That I truly hope that they don't. I do believe in the rule of law. I do believe in the humane treatment of people. And we cannot and should not use deadly force against unarmed civilians. That would not be the right thing to do. It really would not be. I know there's lots of people advocating it. I'm not one of them. I just don't want to see that happen. And we will, if it did, it would be the wrong thing. So, McAllen, Texas. Let's do a quick search here, and we'll see if we can find McAllen, Texas. And maybe find a map of McAllen, Texas. That would be good. Okay. Yep, it's way south there. They got a red star. And let's see. We'll get a map here, find out what road, what highway comes up to McAllen, Texas. Real quick here, maybe we can't. It's these maps, finding a map while you're doing a live radio show is not going to be that easy. Well, this one here may be the one. If we can pull this thing up, and it may show us what Yeah, I was down there by Brownsville. It's extreme. I was looking at Brownsville yesterday. Brownsville is closer to the coast. McAllen looks like it might be a little bit farther into the interior, maybe 60, 70 miles into the interior. On the opposite side looks like Reynosa, Mexico might be the other side of the border. Interstate 37 apparently comes through McAllen, Texas. I can't tell what highway it is on the other side of the border there, but Interstate 37, which goes north. Oh, excuse me. Interstate 37 goes to Corpus Christi. I misspoke myself. It was a different highway going south to McAllen. It's not an interstate highway, and there's not enough detail in this map to tell. Regardless, that's the prognostication. That's the one of the more likely places, maybe the most likely place for the immigrants to cross the border here. Looks like there's there's several U.S. highways down that area. U.S. 115, U.S. 443, U.S. 374. It looks like maybe it'd be one of those highways. And there's the Rio Grande Valley Empowerment Zone, some kind of industrial commercial development type area for that part of Texas. Texas, I haven't traveled all the 50 states. I've been in many of the 50 states. And Texas is the only state that I've traveled where I saw as many Texas state flags as I did. The next state may have been Tennessee, possibly Arkansas, as far as state flags flying. Most of the 50 states that I've traveled in, I never saw, except in front of a government office, of course, a state government office, I never saw state flags flying in people's homes and businesses. In Texas, I did a lot. I saw there was a lot of pride in being a Texan. Well justified, I believe. And they should be. Texas could easily be a standalone country in and of itself because of the size, the population, the economic activity there, the natural resources they've got. They could easily be a standalone country. In fact, they were a standalone country, the Republic of Texas, for a few years before they decided to become part of the United States of America. It's kind of ironic that only been about 25, not even 30 years that Texas voluntarily left the United States of America after voluntarily joining the United States of America. So what's wrong with that? And Texas even has their own beer. They have their Lone Star beer. There's no other state that has their own beer that I'm aware of. There's no Missouri beer or Show Me beer or no Volunteer State beer. So Texas even has their own beer. And football is massive in Texas. High school football, Friday night, under the lights. Now, that's high school football, Friday night, under the lights is big all over the United States. But it's a degree of passion that I think may be over the top in Texas. And that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think sometimes it's carried to extremes. And I know sometimes parents will hold back a promising kindergartner who has promise of being a good athlete 10 years in the future. Hold them back a year, sometimes even 2 years. So they are a 16-year-old freshman instead of a 14-year-old freshman. And they're a 20-year-old senior instead of an 18-year-old senior. Now, that can be a big advantage. Is that done? Of course it's done. Of course it's done. And it's not just a matter of winning high school football games. The 20-year-old high school football player is more likely to get a college football scholarship, isn't he? So there's a method to the badness, and I really didn't intend to go down that road. Texans have well-justified pride in their state. There are some towns in the extreme part of, let's see, I'm going to get this right. You can be in the extreme eastern part of Texas, and or maybe southeast part of Texas, and it'd be closer to go to Washington, D.C. than would it be to go to the extreme western part of Texas. I think I got that right. That's how big that state is. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You only live twice. appears and love is its name.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 23rd of October. I guess you could call this breaking news. President Trump has withdrawn the United States from the third oldest international organization. That would be the Universal Postal Union, 144-year-old Universal Postal Union. There was an economic reason why. China used their influence to set artificially low prices for shipping from China to the United States, I guess probably everywhere as far as that goes, putting American manufacturers at an economic disadvantage. Now that we've withdrawn from the Universal Postal Union, the Trump administration will recalculate the shipping charges from China to the United States, making them higher to once again put American manufacturers on a more level footing with the Chinese manufacturers. If you are thinking about buying something from China directly, this may be a time to go ahead and do that. There's a website where you can buy wholesale, if you pay attention and are diligent, directly from China. It's Wish, W-I-S-H, Whiskey India Sierra Hotel, wish.com. And that opportunity will last for maybe the rest of the year. I don't know how quickly the postal rates are going to be going up, but for the time being, that's the case. So you might want to check that out. We're almost out of time this hour. We'll have Leon Green with us, I believe, the second hour. We'll be talking about all kinds of things, such as the advantages of owning a deuce and a half. That's a two-and-a-half-ton army truck. That's what these illegal aliens need to haul their stuff, don't they? A bunch of deuce and a halves. Firearms training, and of course, the many ways that incorporating doTERRA essential oils into your daily life can have a very positive impact on your life to help you have the health you want, the energy you want, to have the life that you want. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Having a fun, full, happy, productive life. I believe so. Let's see. I believe Professor McKinney will be back with us tomorrow. And we'll have a great rest of the week. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.